Welcome to the Mount Nerds. My name is Caleb.
And I'm Taylor.
And this week on the Mount Nerds, we have a super special guest that is actually joining the Mount Nerds. It is Cameron. Cameron, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I'm trying to stay warm with the new weather change.
Dude, it has been super, super cold. I don't know how it is where you are, but up here, it has been freezing. It's been like in the 30s.
We haven't gotten that low, but it dropped about 2 days ago. I'm doing good. I'm really happy to be a part of this now.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Cameron is joining us. He is a movie expert. That's what I like to call him. He is our film expert. As you guys know, I talk about video games way too much and TV quite a bit, but I really don't talk about movies that much. So I thought to ask Cameron to come on. We talked a little bit and he said, hey man, I want to join you guys. And so we're happy to have Cameron joining us for this episode. And then he is going to be rock and rolling in season three, which we are super excited about. Let's take a moment, Cameron, let's get to know you a little bit. Can you tell our listeners kind of about yourself, about kind of what you've done in the past, and a little bit about how we met too would be awesome.
Yeah. I'm a Lafayette, Louisiana native, born and raised here. I've just always, around high school is whenever I kind of got the kick into movie and filmmaking. And I got really into acting, and I actually went to college as a theater major in performing. And then I don't know what it was, somewhere kind of halfway through that is when I started getting into film critiquing and deciding why films did or didn't work for me. And talking opinions, and over time, I just started researching it more. I started following more critics and whatnot. And eventually I started writing my own stuff. And, yeah, the rest is kind of history with that. I've been doing, I've got a Facebook page, Met at the Movies. I've been doing that for about 2.5 years now. I guess three now, but it feels like this year's been kind of stagnant on the page. I haven't had as much to talk about because of the whole, theaters closing and whatnot. But I'm getting back in it. I'm definitely trying to get back on that horse and letting people know, because I want theaters to stay open. So I'm really eager to like let people know, hey, this film is good, go see this and keep your theaters open, stuff like that. You and I, Caleb, we met, was it 2012 or 2011? I want to say,
I think it was 2000. I was still in college at the time. It was 2000. I want to say it was 2011 because that was, I met Taylor the end of 2012. Mm-hmm. So
but yeah, we met on a film set, my very first film set that I ever worked on, actually. It was a supernatural film called Dolly, a little suspense horror of types. And it was an interesting experience because pretty much the entire crew was all college students. And I was the odd one out because I was a theater major and everyone else was a local film student major. But yeah, that was that's where you and I met, and even back then we were having conversations about movies in between takes and whatnot. So, yeah, that's kind of where that whole got started.
Oh yeah, I mean, we had a blast. We worked on that film for, my goodness, what was it? So we did a winter shoot, which was kind of like the prequel kind of thing, and then we did like a whole summer shoot.
Yeah.
And I think we were on set every day for 2 months straight. it was crazy.
I definitely wasn't on that much, but yeah. Yes, I do. It was very frequent. And I do remember that.
Unfortunately I had I had the honor of being like second in command on the film set. And so I was on set a lot, and I think that's when me and Taylor started dating, and I was like, I never got to see Taylor because I was working a part-time job and filming at the same time. So I
am going to school.
I am going to school. So I think I was going literally 18-hour days, for 2 months straight. And yeah, that's why I work at a desk, an office desk right now. And I do not work in the film industry anymore. I don't do that because that was a lot, but it was fun. I mean, we had a blast and we did it.
Oh, yeah.
But Cameron, well, thank you for being here. And we're super excited to have you on as a new mountain nerd. I know you're not technically in the mountains, but hey, you're an honorary mountain nerd, and we appreciate it. You can check Cameron out. He's going to be hanging out with us. So tonight we are talking about our favorite Christmas traditions. We're talking about traditions that we have, traditions that other people have. And so we are this is going to be a fun topic to talk about. But before we begin, I have a little bit of a fun surprise for both of you. I have a game planned for us, okay?
Oh, boy.
So the game, which Taylor named, I told her what the game was, but...
So it's not a surprise.
It's not a surprise for you, but it's a surprise for Cameron. So the game is called Christmas Line Is Here. Christmas time, anyway.
Yeah.
So for Christmas Line Is Here, I am going to... So what I did was I found 10 Christmas songs that are commonly played on the radio or that you've heard for years and years and years. And I found or tried to find the most obscure line in that Christmas song. A line that you're like, wait, that's actually part of that song? Yes, it is. So I'm going to read whatever the line is, and you guys need to tell me what song it is. Okay? Any questions?
All right. Sounds straightforward enough.
And then I'm going to poorly sing the song, and you guys can sing with me. I'm going to sing what the actual line is.
So you guys, I don't know about that.
So you guys can hear my...
I might opt out of that part of the game.
It'll just be my terrible voice.
It's been a while since that song, but I might not mind.
If you guys know the song. Okay. So the first one is, and I'm gonna read this with my most, with no feeling in it. So it's going to be total robot. So I don't accidentally sing the melody. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing. Jingle Bell Square.
That's Jingle Bell Rock.
Agreed.
And that is correct. I started the first one really easy. So our first one is Jingle Bell Rock. This one's a little bit harder, okay?
All right.
So the part of the song is, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer, playing cards with Cousin Mel.
Oh, I think I know this. Yes, that's... Oh, yeah, and I don't even like that song. That's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
That is correct. So this
well,
is...
Well, dang.
This is the song.
I have no idea.
So here we go. So it's Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. And then it goes... Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking... I'm messing up the melody. He's been taking this so well. See him there watching football, drinking beer, playing cards with Cousin Mel. So I thought that was a really obscure line. I was like, what? I didn't even know that was part of the song.
I think I only got that because I did see the Christmas special once, and I remember there was a character named Cousin Mel. But yeah, that's not one of my favorite Christmas songs.
I don't like that one.
I don't really care for it. It's definitely not my favorite.
Yeah.
All right. So Taylor, I want to see if you can get this one, because you should know this one, and then Cameron can guess. So this one is, you can plan on me, please have some snow and mistletoe.
That's a slow song.
You can plan on me. Please have some snow and mistletoe. I'll sing the other part. And presents by the tree.
I know that one. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but the second you say it, I'm going to be like, yep.
I can't tell if it's something like... I don't know if it's like Let It Snow or Santa Baby. What? No, this one's...
Ready?
Okay.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
Okay.
Snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree.
Okay. I think all I knew was the title of that song. Okay. That's all the part I know how to sing.
I can't sing any of it, so I think we just lost like most of our listeners with me singing that. Okay, so this next one, ready? Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you'll still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year. It doesn't surprise me.
Is that only because you said year? Is that Last Christmas?
That's correct.
Okay.
This game.
I sometimes think of myself as a Christmas song aficionado, but there are still plenty that I don't know.
Long game to play with Cameron. I'm just joking. Or the right game. Yeah. So yes,
I like Christmas songs a lot, but like taking them out of their context is really hard.
Yeah.
So the lyrics go, Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year will save you from tears. I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you'll catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year. It doesn't surprise me. So that one, you guys nailed that one. Okay. Yeah.
Also, another thing is that also became a movie, which came out last year, which I saw. So if it's related to a movie, I think I've gotten a little better.
Well, this one's related to something else.
Okay.
Shepherds quake at night, glory stream from heaven afar. It's related to the Bible.
Oh God, I know those lyrics. And if it's
is it Silent Night?
That's correct.
Yeah. It is Silent Night. Okay.
It is Silent Night. Silent Night, holy night.
Shepherds quake at the sight.
Glorious
stream
from heaven afar. Heavenly
hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior was born. Christ the Savior was born.
Where were you at, Taylor?
I told you I'm opting out of this.
She was being true to the song. She was silent.
She was silent. She was the silent part. Okay. All right. So let's see if you guys will get this one. We've snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be.
Oh yeah, that's a. I don't know if this is actually the title. Sleigh Ride? Is that all it's called?
What do you think it's called?
I know the song.
We've snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Ring-a-ling, a ding dong ding. You were close.
It's not just called Sleigh Ride? I know the song.
The exact name. You were close. You were really close. It's Sleigh Bells.
Sleigh Bells? That's the...
Sleigh Bells by the Ronettes? Ronettes, I guess?
Ronettes.
So.
I don't know. But that is the one I'm thinking of. Like, lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
That's correct. Okay. This one was a little obscure. This one was one of the most obscure ones, I think. Maybe not. I think number 10 is the most obscure. But this one's pretty there. At the Christmas party hop, mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop.
Once again, I remember this because of a movie scene. That's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
You got it.
And I'm remembering that scene from Home Alone where he's got all the, you know, dummies going and making it look like the house is full of people.
So the song is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Christmas Party House.
Mistletoe hung where you can't see.
Every couple tries to stop. All right. Awesome. Okay, let's see if you guys get this one. All right, Taylor, I'm going to see if specifically, I think you can get this one. I think you got this one. This one's, I guess, another really obscure one. So, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb. Well, that's a really dark. That is correct. You got it. It's We Three Kings. So that is a really dark part of the song, but.
And I have never heard that verse. Okay.
Never or is mine? It's a We Three Kings of Orient. The melody for it. Myrrh is mine. It's a bitter perfume. Breath's a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, siding, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb.
Okay, I've never heard that verse before. That's interesting.
It's a really dark verse. I didn't expect that. okay, so let's see if you guys get this one. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. And I want the whole name of this song. You can't get part of it. You have to give me the whole name.
I think I know it. It's Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's correct.
That was going to be my guess.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake.
That's the rap version. Okay, so the last one here. I have one more.
All right.
Okay. So I think Taylor will get this one. I think I believe in you. I have confidence in you.
Is this one, the 10th one?
This is number 10.
You're going to give me the most obscure one?
I think you got this one, though. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. Come on, Taylor. Cameron knows it. I want to know if you know it. You know this one. Think of any mall you've ever walked in during Christmas time. I'll give you the melody. I'll give you part of the another part of the song here. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree.
And it's the Mariah Carey song. All I want for Christmas is you.
That's correct. And that was Christmas Line Is Here. So thank you guys for playing. That was awesome. A fun game. You guys got to hear my awful singing.
I had fun. That was great.
That was a really fun game. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move into our next segment of the show, which we are talking about Christmas traditions. So I think first we'll just kind of go way back and let's talk about Christmas traditions that we had that when we were kids. And I'll start with Cameron. You tell us about a little bit about like kind of things in your childhood that you really did for Christmas, you know, things that you were really looking forward to.
I'm trying to think, because I feel like we haven't had a whole lot of consistencies with our traditions growing up. I've got, you know, the thing that was probably the, I don't know, the thing that was probably the most consistent from, like, whenever I was a toddler up until, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, was we would always have Christmas Eve at my grandma's house. And there were always these things I associated with that. I associated this red and black plaid tablecloth, because it was always out during Christmas. She would always make these little sausages covered in barbecue sauce, and I always remember loving that. And I'm like, we're going to her house for Christmas Eve. I'm getting some of them sausages. and I wish we stopped doing this whenever I was still young, so I wish I could remember the understanding of it. But my grandma, she created something like the Christmas parade, and it was basically like growing up, all the grandkids would get something to carry down the hallway, and like someone held like a little baby Jesus, someone held a bell, someone had a rose, and I wish I could remember what all the things were, but it's like, yeah, we all paraded these down the hallway, and it was all something symbolic of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I remember that growing up a bit. Other than that, though, we haven't been really consistent with a whole lot of things. I remember for about 4 years straight, growing up, me and my parents would always go to the Nutcracker when it would, show at a local theater in town. And I always loved going to see that every year. That was a fun thing. Yeah, I don't know about, other traditions. Those are the ones that, I'll tell you something I still love. We've been going to the same tree lot ever since I was young, and we still do. It's a place right here in town, and I don't know what it is, but that's just my favorite thing about the holidays. I love just pulling into that parking lot, getting just assaulted by the smell of pine. Mm. Yeah, getting lost amongst the trees, finding a good one, then going to pay for it in this little red hut they got out there, getting a candy cane inside, and I don't know what it is. It's just like I love doing that. Love that's I passed by that lot today and it's already shut down. And I was like, oh, that makes me sad for some reason.
Wow. Is that the one off of I want to say it's, was it off of, it's been a long time since I've been in that area, but is it in off of Johnson Street, further down by
next to Burlington's?
Yep, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's where we've always gotten it.
Across from the old Hollywood Video slash Blockbuster slash
slash buybacks, and it's not even that anymore. I forget what it is.
Did something actually move in there?
I think so. It was briefly a Halloween store, of course, but I think someone has moved into it permanently now.
Interesting.
I hope they do well.
We hope so as well. I it's sad always driving by buildings that are like closed down and you're like, oh man, like, kind of a bummer. Well, Taylor, you tell us, what are some of the traditions that you had as a kid, or even anything that carries over to what me and you do as well? So,
Very similar to you, Cameron. We had Christmas Eve at my grandma's every year, but she made gumbo. Which they still do at this point, they still do that, but something that I really miss the tradition doing, but that was the main thing that I remember doing every year. And then we'd wake up Christmas morning and open presents and everything and have some family time with like my parents, and then we'd go to my grandma's house and open presents down there with all of like my cousins and everything, and then come back home for lunch and just spend the rest of the afternoon playing with all my toys. That was basically every year. That was the plan that you did. Like, don't really stray from that, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, we had a lot of traditions growing up. One of the ones that we would do, we'd go to my, like, kind of like you, Taylor, we would go to my Mimi and Pawpaw's house. For you people not in the South region, that's my grandparents, and we would go, and my grandma would cook gumbo every year, and my cousin would get fish sticks because he's doesn't like gumbo. I don't think he's truly Cajun, but that was more Christmas Eve. We would go, everybody would bring gifts, and we would kind of exchange gifts and just hang out. And then one of the traditions that was really close for me, and something that I still do today, my grandma would do the Christmas villages, like you see kind of in like some of the Michaels, or they actually have them at Walmart too. And so we would put those out every other year. And a big part of that would be Christmas decorating at my grandparents'. I mean, that was just something that we just loved to do. Every year, my grandma would give us an ornament.
Yeah, so, mine did that too.
So we have tons of ornaments from like the 90s, early 2000s, which is pretty cool.
I guess like that's something that we kind of continue. We still get an ornament in a village every year for us.
Mm-hmm. We kind of do that now, which is, I guess, a great transition. Something kind of we do now that we pull from our past is going look at Christmas lights every year. We will go to Sonic, we'll get us a drink or whatever, and then we'll go drive around and look at Christmas lights. That's something that we did with my mom quite a bit. We'd go get like a shake or something, and then just drive through. There's this neighborhood in Louisiana, in Lafayette, that we would just drive through. And they always had Christmas lights everywhere, up until so much so they actually had to, people stopped doing it because there was traffic. The traffic would be backed up, so they stopped. They would stop doing that. One of the coolest ones that I saw was, it was Santa Claus. He was stuck in the roof, and so it was his legs on like a, I guess, a timer, and so his legs would move, and then there was like an alligator in the front yard that's mouth would move. It was like the coolest thing. But we still do that, you know. Here in Nashville, we'll go ride around and we'll look at lights every year. We haven't done that this year because it just it's been really busy and with COVID and stuff like that, and it's also been really cold.
It's just like a weird year. Like, the traditions are all thrown off this year.
Yeah.
But you know, another thing that we would do with my mom, and I want to do this year, is we'd go get sugar cookies spread them out, make have the dough, and then we'd actually like decorate cookies. You know, bake them, decorate them, and that's just something we did. We enjoyed to do. We'd sit there and watch movies. And we talked about a couple weeks ago. We had the Hidden Gems podcast on our show, and we talked about our favorite Christmas films. And so, if you haven't listened to that one, go check that one out. But we, you know, we sit there and watch movies like Elf and The Santa Claus, and we try to still kind of do that. I know we've knocked a couple of them off of our Christmas
list. We have not watched that many movies this year.
We have not, but we did watch Four Christmases, which we love. We love that movie. It's one of our favorites. So we did knock that one off, and
I enjoy that one too. Yeah.
Christmas, maybe we maybe just watch
Christmas with the Cranks.
Christmas with the Cranks. We did watch that one as well.
That one I'm not a fan of.
I know it's. I know. I noticed some people love it and some people don't. And it, but it's totally cool. I think this year our Christmas we're going to be watching like anything on Disney Plus, like Soul or Mulan, things that we need to watch that are on there. So maybe not super Christmassy movies. But yeah, we you know, there's a lot that we still carry over from our childhood, and there's a lot of new things that we make. So Cameron, do you have something that like you're doing now that you that has kind of, even though, you know, the year may change, whatever, that you're still kind of doing like making new traditions for yourself nowadays?
I mean, there are a few things that I've kind of started picking up, over the last few years. There's a church, it's not the main church I go to, but they usually every year they do, a little choir concert. And, you know, kind of like I said, I love Christmas music, and sometimes I'm just a traditionalist. I kind of just like an old fashioned choir, you know, singing some of these songs. And, I love going in there. It was a beautiful church, and I kind of just loved hearing the traditional Christmas music. Tomorrow I found out that they are hosting something live on Facebook where it's some kind of night like that. It's a night of candlelit choir songs and whatnot, and nice. I'll be attending that from the safety of my own home.
Nice.
As far as like anything else that like stuff that's changed this year, oh, there's the obvious one. So at my own church, we usually years ago, we would do a Christmas production every year, and it always changed whether it was like a 10-minute sketch to like a full-on service with a show. And we had some good stuff with that, but the last 2 years, what we did was we did a, and someone thought this up, and it was brilliant, we put on a Christmas-themed escape room at our church.
Ooh, that's neat.
And it was a big hit, and then we did it last year, too. And then this year, it was like, yeah, we can't have, you know, 60 people coming through the same room in one day. So, but what it ended up opening up to was I had a show I had been pitching for about 4 years now. And they were like, I think we can do that. And I was like, and honestly, I think we can record this on stage and then air it instead of having a live production. And that's what we're doing this year. So, doing a production, but just kind of different than usual.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool, man.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be premiering this Sunday.
Awesome, awesome. All right, well, moving on here, I want to talk about something that always, you know, once when I was a kid, especially, my eyes would light up when you'd be walking through the store and you see a Little Debbie Christmas cake trees sitting in the aisle. So I want to talk about our favorite Christmas treats. So what is something, what's something during this time, the holiday season, that you really look forward to either eating or drinking, or just something that really, like, it's, you know, something that really gets those taste buds going?
I'm trying to think. I do like peanut brittle a little bit. I'm trying to think, probably anything with gingerbread. Anything mm-hmm. ginger at all. I feel like I don't have a whole lot specific. I mentioned the little sausages my grandma would make, and that like I said, that was kind of just my thought for a while. Probably anything with mint chocolate. I feel like that's like...
Okay, so this year Taylor got me hooked on the, I don't even want to say it, the Starbucks, because I'm very anti, not anti Starbucks, but I've never been a big coffee drinker, and I'm not a big fan of Starbucks usually. But they introduced a what is it? The
peppermint mocha.
Peppermint mocha. And so I kind of want to go get a peppermint mocha after we're but now that I'm talking
about it. I'm not going to be open after this.
Oh, man. Taylor, we're going to have to end the podcast. You're going to get a peppermint mocha. But I've been drinking peppermint mochas this year, and I think that's going to be a tradition that I'm going to be carrying on. Like you, Cameron, I'm a big fan of gingerbread, man. I love it. Now, going back to like drinks and stuff, eggnog, not my thing.
I've never been an eggnog person either.
I do not like eggnog.
So we all three agree eggnog is the worst.
Yeah. I kind of want to try it again because I only tried it like 10 years ago, but I don't know. I don't think it's I'm a hot chocolate and apple cider person. I don't know how y'all are with that.
I do like hot chocolate. That's actually what I was going to say as my treat, because I can't really think of anything else besides like a peppermint mocha or a candy cane. I do not like Little Debbie's. So you're on your own with the Christmas trees there.
Or the Christmas wreath cookies. Oh, man, those are awesome.
I do like fudge. That's a good one. That's like really popular around this time. I haven't had it in a while, but I do like fudge.
Awesome. Okay. And...
oh, you know what? As a kid, they always, around this time of year, at school, they would sell chocolate-covered pretzels.
Mm.
Pretzel sticks, and they dip them in chocolate. Ooh. That was, like, something they did around this time of year, and it was very good.
That does sound good.
I guess that's, like, something I would associate with Christmas time, too.
Now, you got me thinking about, like, different things, and I'm thinking about that popcorn tin with the three...
Oh.
Okay, I bought one this year, and we devoured it in 2 days. It was...
I devoured it
in 2 days.
I think I maybe had like two bites.
The cheese and the caramel and the butter. I just like all of them. And then when it gets to the bottom, I usually pull the little divider out and just mix it all up and then eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I may go get another one for the years up, because those are awesome.
It's funny. I was actually just thinking about those. I was a Cub Scout growing up, so I actually sold those.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first year they had those giant tins. It was caramel, chocolate, and cheese. And then the next year they got rid of the chocolate. And I'm like, well, now I got to buy the big tin and a chocolate tin. I love the chocolate covered ones.
That's how they get you. They got me with that caramel popcorn, though. I absolutely love it. It is like my favorite thing. One year I got that from like my grandma or something, and they're like, oh, that's, you know, everybody else got something cool. And I got a popcorn tin. They're like, Caleb, are you a little disappointed? I know my cousin was like, man, all you got is a popcorn tin. I said, this is the greatest. I love it.
That was like something.
I love it.
We got from Nanny every year. That was one of our Christmas gifts too. We get a popcorn tin.
It's the best Christmas gift. Speaking of the best Christmas gift. See, that was a
You're
great.
Welcome for that segue.
That was there. A thank you for that segue. I love it. So we want to talk about what is, and you don't have to be humble here. This is no humble brag, okay? No humble brag. What is some of your favorite Christmas gifts of all time that you've ever gotten? No offense if somebody's given you something and you're like, we're not talking about, okay, that's an awesome gift. We're talking about like top tier, mind blown. This has been one of the best gifts I've received.
I don't know.
We can also turn it around, and you can also say what is one of the best gifts you've given. So let's do given, or let's do received and then given.
I'm trying to think of, like, I remember, you know, what I always said growing up was, I remember whenever I was young and I got the Voltron action figures. I don't know if y'all watched that show at all grow up. It was an anime about a bunch of lions that it was basically lions that formed a giant robot like Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the toy for that. And it was like the five individual lions that you could literally smash together into one robot. I remember thinking that was one of the coolest toys I had growing up. Honestly, one from a couple years ago that I got. See, this is the thing I always say is I'm it's Christmas morning. I'm usually disappointed because my thing is I want to be surprised. And it's like I usually it's like, you know, I tell people what I want and that's what they give me. And it's like I'm grateful, but I'm like, I want to be surprised a little bit, too. And a couple years ago, my mom got lucky. I mentioned something that I wanted that I was not thinking I was ever going to buy or get from anyone. And it was under the tree. And I was like, that is perfect. It wasn't even like the greatest gift I ever got, but it was like, it was something I kind of wanted and I didn't see it coming. So I was very happy with that.
And what would you say is like one of the best gifts that you've ever given somebody?
Yeah. Okay. You said not to brag. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm pretty good at giving gifts. Part of it's just, it's one of, you know, people talk about love languages. Gift giving is like one of my main things. I got a little, for you too. Yeah. I got a little shelf in my closet for like, if I find something in a store that I think someone will like, I'm like, I'm putting it on the shelf until their birthday. I just got, I guess recently, my friend Josh, he's another one of my film friends. He loves, he's a huge Star Wars fan, loves all that stuff. And he also loves Frozen. Like, I think he would love if, like, Darth Vader and Elsa got together. So, for his birthday, which was in November, I got him, you know, and we kind of met late, so I'm like, it's also kind of an early Christmas present. I was like, okay, I'm like, your present, two things that every good movie night needs. Popcorn. It was a little R2-D2 popcorn popper. And I was like, and a blanket. And it was this knit Frozen blanket I found for like $7 at Goodwill. I saw that and I was like, I'm grabbing that. That's actually really nice. It was one of those yarn blankets where you flip it around and it's like an inverse of the colors on the back.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know. So that's one I'm proud of, I think.
Nice. Nice. Well, Taylor, I'm making you go first because I'm trying to think of my own topic.
I know what yours can be.
Oh, I know what it is. I got it.
Okay, there's three gifts in my life from Christmas that really stand out. Okay, so the first one would be as a kid, I really wanted like this Barbie dollhouse, and my parents actually built one. Like they bought a shelf and like wallpapered it and like put furniture cabinets and like built little stairs and like they like built this big tall cabinet dollhouse thing. That one really stands out. I think they actually still have it in their attic, but that one really stands out to me. I also remember whenever I got my first TV for my room, they got me like this little tiny TV. It was like awesome for the time. And then they got me my first GameCube with that. It was like the GameCube and my TV and my desk that was like all set up in my room. And the third one that stands out as an adult is getting engaged to Caleb, which happened on the day that this podcast comes out.
The 18th.
7 years ago?
18th in 20...
No, 5 years ago.
Was it 2015? Yeah, it was 2015 because we got married 2016. Yep. So yes.
5 years ago.
Five years ago.
Best gift I've ever given. I can't really think of anything because like you said, like gifting is kind of my love language too. So I can't really think of like the best gift I've ever given because I try to like put thought into everything. So nothing really stands out for me of what I've given. But yeah, anyways. Your turn.
If you think of something, let us know because I'm curious. You give me some really good gifts.
Oh, I know what. I didn't even think about the gifts I've given you. The I think the Jurassic Park, right? The movie pass thing that I gave you. No, that's not what it was.
That was pretty cool.
That's not what it was. It was the script.
Oh, Taylor got me a script. It was a copy, but she got me. So I was really big into Arrow, like. When it was good, like season one, season two, when it was awesome. And she got me assigned an autographed script from like all the cast members. It was sweet. Now it was a copy. Don't get me wrong. It was a copy, but it was awesome. I had like the pilot script.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's
really cool. I have it somewhere.
That year I also got you like a Jurassic Park pass or something like that. That was like a fake, like kind of, I don't know,
because I'm big into Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. was awesome.
Okay, your turn now.
Well, that my one of my favorite gifts comes from that year was, so that was the year we went to Comic-Con, and Taylor's parents gave me, well, I think it was in conjunction with you two.
No, that was them.
That was them. Mm-hmm. They gave me a meet and greet pass. So I got to meet Stephen Amell and I think his name is Dave Ramsey or something like that. Not something Dave Ramsey. Ramsey. John Ramsey. I don't know. Something like that. His last name is Ramsey. The one that played Diggle off of Arrow.
Oh.
And so I got to meet. And also that day, I also got to meet Jewel State as well from Firefly. So I got to like, it was amazing. It was like the greatest, one of my favorite gifts. Not saying, once again, got some really cool gifts before, but that one was pretty sweet. I love that one. And this year's gift, Taylor, technically I got for myself, but with Taylor's blessing, so I'm going to say she gave me that gift.
He made Christmas real easy on me this
year. I did. I got an Xbox Series S. Okay, that was, Taylor stayed up till like midnight with me one night, and we got the Series S. So I was super excited about that one. And I got some really cool gifts. Like, you've given me some really cool stuff. And I know my mom's also given me some really cool stuff, too. We got we really needed a TV, so she got us a Roku TV one year. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
And she gave us this battery. So this one's really cool. It's not the most, like, neatest it's gift ever, the, but like, it's the shiny most gift. Useful it's practical. Gift. Practical gift, thank you. She got us this battery pack that you can actually, if your car dies, instead of trying to find somebody to jump it, jump your car battery, you can actually pull this pack out and jump it with this pack.
Okay, yeah.
Which is
my dad's talked about that.
Yeah, it's a really cool gift.
In an emergency situation, it's like perfect.
Oh, yeah.
To worry about.
It's an awesome. Yeah. I really like that. That was really cool. So we have it like in our car, so if something were to happen, we don't have to bug people to jump our cars. We could just pull out this little battery pack and it, you know, that's just, it's a really, really cool gift. So yeah, that's kind of, I'm glad we kind of talked about this. Was
best gift you've ever given.
Oh, an engagement ring. Duh. JK. I mean, yeah, that one.
I thought that was going to be, originally my answer was going to be the best gift I've ever given as an answer. Yes.
If you want to use that against me, okay, I guess. Best gift I've ever given. I don't know. I've given you some really cool gifts. Like, didn't I give you some experiences one year? Like, we actually, like, I took you to like one of the experiences. We went out and we actually went to like a show or something. I can't remember offhand, but we went and go do a bunch of different. Oh no, you gave me that.
I give experiences a lot. That's not like me.
She because I'm actually decent at ice skating, and she took me ice skating. And that was a gift. We went to Kentucky. No, Kansas. Kentucky, whatever. Kentucky, whatever one's above us.
One of the K-States.
Yeah, one of them. Up there somewhere. So, no, she took us actually ice skating, which was really fun.
See, I tend to do the experiences because I get to take part in the gift, too.
I thought I took, like, somewheres, but I could be wrong. I'm trying to think another thing that I've given that I really thought was really cool. One year I got you like all smart gifts, so smart devices. That was pretty cool. Let's see, some gifts that I've given. I know I've given you some things I've been really excited about. And my brain is just not working. I'm going to go with the ring, though. I think I'm just going to go with that one. That one's a good one.
It's the good answer.
I've ever gotten
to. Oh, I bought you like when the Wii U came out. I got you a Wii U.
Yeah.
And I bought you a 3DS, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. A lot of my gifts I think my love language is quality time. And mm-hmm. So I love to get gifts about like things that we could do together. Something that we could. So like if it may be like, hey, I bought you this, you know, movie tickets, you know, this whole date night plan thing is what I got you. Or I got you this this board game that we can play together and stuff like that. So that like, or hey, I got you a you know, something for camping because we love camping. And so like I try to find things that we could for sure do together. But this year, once again, it's easy because I got my Xbox and I told Taylor, get whatever you want.
I was like, here's the money that you're going to spend. Just go do it.
Here's your Christmas gift. I'm like, get what you
I'm
want.
I'm like looking at my Amazon list, like add to cart, add to cart, add to cart. It's the most freeing thing ever.
So this year we made it really easy because there's just a lot going on. We decided not to do like traditional gifts under the tree. We just said, hey, we'll just get what you want. That's from me. Keep it simple. Keep it easy. So.
Aw, that's nice.
But yeah, so we're going to go ahead and kind of wrap up the podcast. This time flew by like super fast, but we hope you guys enjoyed some of our traditions, some of our Christmas things that we've done. Let us know on our social media some of the things that you guys have done. We'd love to hear some of the traditions that you have. If you want to send pictures of, you know, awesome, like, check out this Christmas cake that I made, we'd love to see it. So yeah, please let us know. And you could find us on our social media at Twitter at Nerds Mountain. You could find us on Instagram at Mountain Nerds Pod or on Facebook at Mountain Nerd Podcast. We also stream every Tuesday on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/MountainNerdsPod at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can also continue the conversation with us on our Discord, which is the Mountain Lodge. If you want to join that, I will include a link in the show notes. It's a link that never expires, or you could just hit us up on our social media, and we'd be happy to send you a link to join us because we're having a great time. In the Discord, it's a fun place to be, and we'd love to have you guys. Well, that will wrap up the podcast. As always, stay safe, stay nerdy,
stay sane.
Bye, y'all.